Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A man involved in a shootout with Topeka police has died in jail. Here's Roxanne Stewart with the details.
The Shawnee County Department of Corrections has announced the suspect in a shooting and subsequent death in downtown Topeka has died of an apparent suicide. According to KSNT, Eric D. Perkins was being held on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, criminal discharge of a firearm, and aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. Perkins was found unresponsive in his cell in the adult detention center late Saturday afternoon. Security and nursing staff rendered aid until EMS arrived. Perkins was taken to the hospital and died there early Monday evening.
A general contractor recently broke ground in Miriam on the $136 million Miriam Grand Station development, which will feature residential components as well as have restaurants and retail space. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. After wheat was impacted by the drought, more crops are now struggling in Kansas due to tiny black bugs called cinch bugs. While cinch bugs are not anything new, farmers on social media are saying this year they're worse than ever, and that goes back to the drought. Anthony Zuckoff, an entomologist at K-State, explained that because the wheat was negatively impacted, the cinch bugs moved to the other crops like corn and milo earlier than normal, so the new plants weren't developed enough to protect themselves from the pests. Luckily, you can treat crops for cinch bugs with different insecticide sprays. However, you don't need to spray the entire crop because cinch bugs typically stay at the bottom and then move up to eat, so it's only necessary to spray the bottom part of the plant closest to the soil. This isn't only a problem for farmers this year, as home gardens are being impacted as well. Experts say it's a good idea to monitor your plants, even if you haven't seen any of the bugs yet, because the earlier you find the problem, the easier it is to treat it. The Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board approved several items during the June meeting, including that starting in 2024, state football will be held at three locations, with three games taking place at each site. State soccer and wrestling will also see changes coming in the near future, and the board finalized the SB 113 policy for homeschool and non-public school student participation. Though the locations are to be determined at a later date, state football for 2024 will be held November 29th and 30th, with one game on Friday and two games on Saturday at each location. Executive Director Bill Faflick said the KSHSAA is at a point where they want to look at what combining sites in a few of the championships would look like, and they believe that it can add to the student and fan experience. The soccer postseason will undergo some adjustments as well, as all championships will be played at one site starting in the fall of 2024. And changes for wrestling include that following the previously released change to 4A and 3-1A boys and girls wrestling in Salina, 6A and 5A will follow the same three-day format at Hartman Arena. With the approved alterations, the state wrestling championships will take place February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of 2024. The executive board also approved the Optimal Performance Calculator, or OPC, for use starting this school year. Basketball and volleyball postseason formats were discussed and tabled for further discussion. Based upon the inclusion of non-public school student eligibility in the state budget bill, multiple rule modifications are necessary to adhere to House sub for SB 113 from this year's legislative session. The new policy language will be distributed to school leaders and posted on the KSHSAA website later this summer. Full details on the items, along with other action from the June KSHSAA Executive Board meeting, will be distributed with the minutes in July. A Western Kansas conservation deal in the works that earmarks thousands of acres for the lesser prairie chicken could pave the way for future conservation. The lesser prairie chicken, known for its colorful spring mating dance, has been embroiled in a tug of war between environmental advocates and oil and gas industry opponents for years. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, or USFWS, listed the lesser prairie chicken as threatened in Kansas in late 2022, saying the agency would determine areas of critical habitat for the bird, and at the time of the listing, the organization estimated 90% of the bird's habitat, unbroken tracts of native grass, had vanished, leaving an estimated 32,000 lesser prairie chickens left. In April, Kansas joined Texas and Oklahoma in a lawsuit to block the listing of the birds, and Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach said the federal ruling would interfere with the rights of landowners in the state and make oil drilling almost impossible in the western part of the state. He's one of several Republicans to argue that rainfall affects the bird populations and that when the state's current drought ends, lesser prairie chicken numbers will bounce back. Wayne Walker, principal of Common Ground Capital, has put forward conservation banking as a solution to the feud between ranchers and birds. Conservation banking functions as an agreement among USFWS, landowners, and developers, where landowners who preserve their land are given mitigation credits to sell to developers and businesses. Common Ground Capital pays landowners who preserve their land through a system of conservation banking, selling mitigation credits to mainly energy industries. CGC partnered with Gardner Angus Ranch last year and is currently finalizing a deal for almost 3,000 acres of preservation in Scott City with the Holm family. The deal is likely to be the largest conservation bank easement in Kansas. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 26th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Shanna Harding with the Norton County Fair Board delivered the annual financial reports to the commission, and Shanna also spoke about the projects that are being planned by the board. She reported that a raffle is also going to be held this year as a fundraiser. Steve Persinger spoke with the commission about the status of the well testing on his property, and the commission stated that they are in contact with Milco and they're waiting on a reply for a date and time. The commission informed Steve that they will contact him with that information. Jim and Michelle Railsback and Rob Lawson with the road department were in to visit with the commission, and a discussion was held on communication and the directive for minimum maintenance roads. After an executive session for a period of 10 minutes for non-elected personnel that included County Clerk Robert Wyatt and Rob Lawson with the Road Department, the commission returned to regular session with no action taken as a result of that executive session. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste provided information to the commission on the plugging of Test Well Number 7, which lies on the Norton Livestock Auction property, reporting that the well has been approved by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to be plugged. Ted also provided information on parts for the 953 Cat track loader, and he told the commission that Phillips County is offering parts they have since they no longer owned a 953 loader. Wanda Vincent, the Norton County Register of Deeds, presented her proposed 2024 budget to the commission. And Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, presented her proposed 2024 budget to the commission. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the commission minutes from June 12th of 2023, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. The commission then discussed their meeting schedule for July. The end of the month meeting for June will be held on June 30th, and a workday schedule for budgets will be held on July 7th. The meeting was then adjourned. A celebration of life for Cody Tanner, 9 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, June 30th, at the Norton Christian Church. And a visitation will begin at 7 p.m. today, Thursday, June 29th, also at the church. Memorial contributions may be made to the Cody Tanner Memorial Fund to help with his sister Skye's education and may be sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at PlummerGopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com. The Norton County Commission is currently seeking an individual that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Name must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than July 7th, 2023. This appointment will be for an unexpired term. Name must be submitted by individual seeking the appointment. Name can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. EPA's recent finalized renewable fuel volumes for this year through 2025 still leave unanswered questions about the future of biofuels. Biofuels face multiple uncertainties, including a gradual move away from liquid fuels. But there's also the more immediate challenge that the EPA may still allow electric vehicles to qualify for renewable fuel credits, or RINs, after first dropping the plan. Troy Bredenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association.
We're told that they may come back and address it as soon as the end of the year, but it's, again, going to be a challenge since what they had proposed was completely different than the way that the RVO and the RFS program has worked to date through the liquid fuel side.
Bredenkamp says another uncertainty, political and statutory challenges.
Now that the schedule within the original renewable fuel standard that was in statute has expired, we are up to the EPA and to the whatever administration is in office at the time to determine the path forward for the RFS.
Today, EPA called for 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol use. Tomorrow, it may not. But Bredenkamp says there are alternative uses.
Sustainable aviation fuel and corn's participation is available through this program if our carbon intensity is low enough to qualify.
Or lower than 50%. The White House has set a goal of producing 3 billion gallons of sustainable aviation fuel by 2023, worth an estimated $15 billion to $20 billion. Lawmakers in the U.S. Senate on Thursday introduced the Reliable Rail Service Act. The bill establishes specific criteria for the Surface Transportation Board to consider when evaluating whether carriers are meeting their common carrier obligation to give shippers much-needed certainty that is currently lacking. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A few severe thunderstorms are possible for parts of our state this afternoon, with the heat and humidity continuing in our eastern counties. Looks like we'll have another round of decent rainfall in the western and central counties tomorrow afternoon. In the meantime, severe thunderstorms could pop up across our northern and central counties, with hail and damaging wind along a stationary front that'll be over our state through the afternoon and into the evening. Heat and high humidity will be the main focus in eastern Kansas, with highs today in the low 100s and the heat index between 105 and 110. Those conditions will last through tomorrow afternoon. On the map, low pressure is over southeast Colorado. We have a southerly flow coming into the state with warm and humid air coming in from New Mexico. A stationary front is parked across our central counties. With that warm and humid air from the south running into the frontal boundary, there should be enough wind shear and instability to get some showers and thunderstorms going this afternoon and into the evening. Hail and damaging wind will be the main issues, along with a few isolated tornadoes. For the southern counties, we'll have lower rain chances through the afternoon. Not much of a change overnight with that front still in place. Thunderstorms will be possible for about the northern half of our state. And then tomorrow we get a little cool down in our western counties, with a pretty good chance of precipitation extending into central Kansas. It'll be warm and humid for the eastern counties through tomorrow afternoon with a few showers. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 80s with low 60s overnight. Mid 90s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 60s to low 70s. Upper 90s and low 100s and humid in the northeast counties, low to mid 70s for the overnight. Upper 80s and low 90s southwest, and tonight we're in the low to mid 60s. Low 100s south central, low to mid 70s for the overnight hours. And low 100s in the southeast counties, tonight we're in the mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 130.802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good decimal rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.